Baker, calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valeria. This is Kimberly Harvey. I'm at the call.
Hi, Kimberly. Yes, thank you so much for calling me back. I was calling you because we are almost on closing payroll and regarding, let me see, regarding your clocks. From your address, my supervisor wants to know, like, just a little bit more information so we can make sure if we can allow the clocks from your house while we have the service coordinator information, okay?
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. So we need to know if do you live just you and the patient, or do you live with more persons in the house?
In my house, so my father has his own house, okay? His address is 1006 East Willow Grove. But every time he goes into the hospital and he comes out of the hospital, I'd normally like to keep him at my house because then I can watch him longer than just the 9 hours that he will be at his house. And also his house, he has a lot of stairs. Downstairs, or he could go upstairs. I have a bathroom downstairs and I have a bathroom upstairs. So wherever he's at, wherever he wants to stay at, he normally stays there for a while. Currently now, today, the clock in was all over the place because I had to go to his house and pick up some of his belongings from his house. So I did clock in. We was at his house today.
Okay, yes, I see. And you did it at 8:44 a.m. Okay, we can adjust. The point is to you complete, like, the 9 hours that you are scheduled
yes.
to work today. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect.
But when I clock out, it will be at my house because I went to his house just to get some more of his items and took it back to my house.
Okay, and who lives with you?
Just me and my wife. That's it. No kids, just me and my partner.
Okay, no kids. There's no kids?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let me see the notes. Okay, so he will be with you, like, temporary, right?
Correct.
Okay, that will be temporary. Okay, we have been trying to get in touch with the service coordinator, but no answer. So I will try to my supervisor approve, like, last clocks, you know, from last days, so you can pay, okay? I'm still working on it. I think that he will say, like, yes, and he will check that you already clock in today from her location, but look, I will be from your location, so I will let him know, and I will get back to you, okay?
Okay, so who's the service coordinator? Who is that?
Let me see. Teddy Davis. I'm checking here.
Are you talking about with UPMC?
Anisha, correct.
Yes. So Anisha doesn't, remember last time we called her on the three, remember I had both of you on the phone? She's not the person who says what location he can be at. Remember she said that to us last time? She said that's not her position. She doesn't approve that. That's you guys' position. Do you remember when we...
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she said it was up to you.
But we need, like, to try over again to confirm maybe with another person in 30 days. So I'm trying to find out if you can be paid for last day. That's what I'm trying to do, okay, so far, for last day.
Okay, because also the week before that, I was also missing the 26th as well.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying, because there's not any clock in and out. For 27 and 28, you miss the clock in, so we requested timesheet, but the 26th, there's not any clock in and clock out. That's why that is always very, very important, unless clock in or clock out, but always clock in and clock out, you know? So we
okay,
can
well,
make
I just,
sure
I
that,
also,
that the caregivers are working.
Okay, and I also, every time I clock in and clock out and I'm having a problem, I do take a screenshot of it. because I do have problems. It just loads, and just keep loading. So I'm not sure if you want me to send those over to you, because I'm not sure what days it's for, but every time I have that problem, I do take a screenshot of it, because it just loads and loads, and I'm not sure if it goes through or if it don't go through.
Oh, it takes time to load. Okay, yes, you can do it.
But sometimes it don't. Sometimes it doesn't go all the way through. It just will continue just to keep loading. Mm-hmm. I sat there for one time and just let my phone sit there and keep it open. It was just loading for like a half an hour, and then it just went off. So yes. In that case, what should I do?
Okay, yes, you have to. You can report it to me. You can take the screenshots every time if you can, if it is possible to you, and send it to me at any time. Doesn't matter if it's 6 p.m. or any time, so I can check once I got to the office and check and follow up, so I can make sure that, hey, Kimberly is trying, she's clicking and all, but sometimes it takes time, so the app is not working, you know, I can follow up.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, no problem. I can send that over to you. I'm not sure what date it is, but I can send that over to you now if you would like. I'm not sure if that would show you some of the days or not.
That works. Okay. I will be checking here. Let me see.
Okay.
Can you send it to me by that message?
Can you say it one more time?
You will send the screenshots by that message?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I will be waiting, and I will get back to you once my supervisor replied my notes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Barley. Do you have any questions so far?
No. So I do. I'm sorry. So once your supervisor approves or, I guess, denies it, you'll send me a message and I'll fill out those timesheets again. Is that how
yes,
it goes?
You can fill out the timesheet for the 6th and I think last week. Yes. Okay. So I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Kimberly. Take care. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.